Okay, every few weeks we have a talk with Dr. Rasaad Akpan, who specialises in medical conditions that affect older people. The discussions that will be in general in nature. And should you have any medical issues, we strongly recommend that in the first instance you consult with your GP. We are inviting listeners to text in any areas that you would like discussed in relation to healthcare for the elderly. I want to say good morning to Dr. Rasaad. Where we go? Just one moment, please. And good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm very well today. It's been a very, very hectic day today. Getting close to Christmas, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, Doctor. This is quite a subject, this one. So what is prostate cancer?
Right. So prostate cancer is when abnormal cells in the prostate grow in an uncontrolled way. And the average age at which men are diagnosed here in Australia is about 70. It is the most diagnosed cancer in Australia, and it is estimated that one in six men will be diagnosed by the time they are 85. So every day in Australia, about 79 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer.
That's a lot. That surprises me, and the age as well. Mm. So what is the difference between early and advanced prostate cancer?
Good question. Early cancer in the prostate refers to cancer cells that have grown but do not spread beyond the prostate, while the advanced one is of two types. So you've got the one where it's spread a little bit outside the prostate and affects organs that are close to the prostate. And then the more advanced one is where it has spread to distant parts of the body.
Okay, so generally, what are the signs of prostate cancer that men should look out for?
So this is the challenge. Early prostate cancer usually does not cause any symptoms. However, advanced prostate cancer symptoms can include frequent urination, pain while urinating, blood in the urine or semen, a weak stream, pain in the back or pelvis, weak legs or feet.
And then I guess the question that we would all be asking,
yes,
what really is the cause of prostate cancer?
Right. So while we don't have causes directly, but we know the things that can increase one's risk of prostate cancer, and this includes age, especially after the age of 50. If there's been any family history of prostate cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and that's just to do with the genetics. Mm-hmm. And also importantly, if one has a father or brother who was diagnosed with prostate cancer before the age of 60.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So how is the diagnosis of prostate cancer made?
There we go. So if you're worried or if your doctor suspects you may have prostate cancer, there are a couple of things that would be done. The initial thing is usually what we call a PSA blood test. So this is a specific sort of protein that is produced in the prostate gland, and it's obviously made both by normal and also cancerous cells. However, the PSA levels can be variable, and what the doctor usually does is take them over a period of time and just has a look to see if it's rising or not. This is because only one in three men with an elevated PSA level actually have cancer. So it's not a definitive test, but it can be used with other tests to diagnose it. Other things that can be done is an examination of the back passage, although this is not common anymore, but that can still be done. Importantly, what we call a biopsy, so a piece of the tissue of parts of the prostate are taken out with the aid of an ultrasound, a sort of a machine that guides where the needle goes. And then this is sent to the lab where they look at it under the microscope to look for the cancer cells. And they can then stage how severe the cancer is by looking at that. And then if someone does have cancer, there are other things that can be done, like special scans, like a CT or an MR scan. So those are the tests that are usually done, Steve.
Okay. So what happens after diagnosis is made?
Well, usually after such a diagnosis, it's not unusual that someone will feel shocked, upset, anxious or confused. These are quite normal. And we always encourage everyone to talk about this with their doctor, family and friends, and to ask as many questions and seek as much information as possible. There is a Prostate Foundation, and they've got a good website and a good helpline that offer a lot of information.
Okay, and the treatment? Okay, now the treatment for prostate cancer.
Well, that depends obviously on how the extent of the cancer. So the first thing that's usually done is what we call staging, and this is used for prostate cancer to actually understand whether it's early, like stage one, or quite advanced, like stage four. 90% of people who have cancer have local disease. By this, I mean the cancer is either early or if it's advanced, it's just around the prostate. It hasn't gone to distant parts of the body. And sometimes what we do is what we call active surveillance. So we're just monitoring, checking people's symptoms and checking their PSA tests. Sometimes we might repeat the MR scans or biopsies at 12 months or 3 years. Another thing that we use is called watchful waiting. And these are people who you think the cancer is not probably what's going to kill them because they'll outlive it. And they are just monitored with PSA tests and checks. However, some people will need surgery, and usually the whole prostate is then removed. Main side effects of this will include impotence and incontinence. And the other form of treatment is using X-rays. We call it radiotherapy. And that can be offered to men with early prostate cancer. The radiation can be external, or we can implant radioactive seeds. The side effects are similar to surgery. And the other one is to reduce the amount of testosterone that men are producing. And there's a hormone therapy that's given for that.
Okay, so that can slow the speed of the prostate cancer.
Slow. Yes.
All right, Doctor, we'll just have a little break there. It's at 21 to 12. I've got a song here from Lynn Randall, and this is Chow Baby. There we go, Lynn Randall and Chow Baby. It is 18 to 12 on Bunbury 103.7, and I'm discussing prostate cancer with Dr. Asan Akpan. So, Doctor, which professionals are involved in the treatment?
Usually it will be your GP in the first instance who will do all the assessments, and if there's a high risk, will refer you to a specialist called the urologist. And the urologist will then do all the additional tests, including the biopsies. And if this is confirmed, he will probably liaise with what we call an oncologist. And there's a radiation oncologist who does radiotherapy, and there's a medical oncologist who can deliver chemotherapy. And then there usually is a coordinator, because so many people are involved, it's important that the care is coordinated and all the appointments are scheduled properly with all the scans. And of course, you have cancer nurses, continence care nurses, you have sexual therapists and other allied healthcare professionals. So it can be quite a big team, but with a cancer care coordinator, things are usually kept on board. And
So generally, it's a fairly big deal, isn't it, when you've got it and in the treatment of it and the aftercare of it, the whole situation.
Absolutely.
It's why men are very, very conscious of it, aren't they? A lot of men worry about prostate cancer.
Yeah, they worry about it, and we discuss that risk factor. So if someone is above the age of 50, or there's a family history, they should go and have a chat with their doctor.
Yeah, straight away. Is there any screening for prostate cancer?
So there isn't actually any test available with sufficient accuracy to screen populations for early signs. However, we know that the earlier it's picked up, the better the survival. So the test most often used is that blood test, the PSA test. It isn't a diagnostic test. This is where it's very important that it's your GP who does it and interprets it with you. However, if you're worried, as I always say, please have a chat with your doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. And ask for a PSA blood test if necessary. Ask yourself. So can you prevent it in any way? Is there anything we can do?
No, there are no proven measures to prevent prostate cancer at the moment.
So what's the outlook for someone with prostate cancer?
Well, actually, it is very, very good. It's one of the better cancers to have, if that one can say that. Mm-hmm. The survival for Australian men is about 96% at 5 years. And 91% at 10 years. So that's really good prognosis. And that's based on improved treatment and earlier diagnosis now, earlier pickup.
Yes, so the sooner you have any signs in your PSA, as soon as you have any of those signs that we mentioned earlier about blood in your wee, in your semen, et cetera, then the sooner you act, the better chance you've got. You'll be one of those 91%. That says it all, really.
Absolutely,
doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
So all of those men there, specifically, what was that age group again?
Above the age of 50.
Yep.
Family history of prostate cancer, especially in a father or brother before the age of 60, and any trouble with the wee, please have a chat with your doctor.
Sure. Okay then. Well, doctor, thanks very much for coming in. This is a really big topic, this one, and thanks for making our listeners aware of what can happen with prostate cancer. I'm not sure whether I can catch up again this year, but certainly early in the next year. You're going to come back again?
Absolutely, Steve, if you'll have me.
Oh, I certainly will. Certainly will. I enjoy our chats every couple of weeks. Some of these topics are very, very important, and this one especially. And thanks for your research and your making your time available to come and talk to us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great Christmas.
You too, Doctor. Mm-hmm. There we go. Dr. Rasan Akpan there, who specialises in conditions that affect older people. It is 14 to 12 on Bunbury 103.7.